Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortese. Well, we all love the occasional DIY project, right? But did you know some DIY projects can cause more harm than good? Yeah, good fodder for the show, right? Well, some DIY mistakes are harmless. Others can cause injury or costly repairs. So in fact, some pros have told us that they often see people spending more money to fix a mistake than they would have if they had hired a pro in the first place. So what do you feel comfortable with? How about plumbing? Well, while you can do a DIY for a clogged drain or a faucet replacement, you should leave more complicated plumbing work to the pros. Yeah, home plumbing systems run on complicated ecosystem of flow, gravity, venting, and air pressure to send everything where it's supposed to go. And if you're not adept at that, yeah, a plumber is what you need. Now, next, of course, and probably equal to plumbing, would be electrical. Never attempt to do electrical work yourself unless you are adept at it. You can either injure yourself or cause a fire. Even for the smallest electrical jobs, you might want to think about a pro. Most electrical jobs require specific training and certification, and many larger ones require permits to be pulled. Even if you do the job correctly, the lack of a permit could haunt you later if you try to sell your house and it's found that there was some uninspected electrical work performed. So remember that. Gas appliances. Well, natural gas is an incredibly useful tool, but it comes with the hazards of possible explosion, right? Stay away from projects that involve gas lines, such as repairs to your gas appliances, and leave the work to qualified pros. Here's a good one. If your project involves structural work, and we run into this all the time at Cortese Construction, moving a load-bearing wall, for example, you definitely want to bring someone like us in because we have the capacity to properly shore before we install a header or a beam. And also, we take care of it being properly engineered so that it passes inspection and ensures the value of your home. Roofing's another good one. Roofing projects are inherently dangerous, and pros use a variety of tools and training to prevent slips and falls, and you're putting yourself at risk if you try to do roofing yourself. And lastly, how about leaving your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning work to the pros as well? There are intricate systems in your home, and even minor errors can lead to catastrophic results. For example, air conditioning refrigerant is dangerous to handle, and the work involved with ductwork is very intricate. All of this left to the pros. Hope you're comfortable with me sending it to the pros, but it does make sense, right? Hey, if you missed any of this or if you want to hear it one more time, well, that's easy. Simply go to the Odyssey app. It'll be there for you. And I will be here for you, as I am each and every Saturday morning at 10, with another edition of Hammer Time Radio, 10 till noon every Saturday morning on WBEN. We'll look forward to seeing you then. Hammer Time Radio, brought to you by Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.